Under a plan worked out in a bipartisan budget committee, Stanley Prison wouldn't open until next January. The medium security lockup already has a warden and has been hiring guards because officials expect it to open this September. Senator Dave Zien says the state is spending over $250,000 a month to keep the empty prison open.
That prison should have been open for 2 years, 9 months. There is no reason, no one with statistics or numbers can argue against it, no one with common sense. We already own that.
The Wheaton Township Republican also points to the high cost of housing Wisconsin prisoners in other states, like Oklahoma and Tennessee. The number of state inmates sent elsewhere has gone down to 3,300 from last year's total of 4,800. But Senator Zien says that's still one of the highest in the nation. He's asking the governor to veto the delayed opening of both Stanley and Highview, a geriatric prison. The prison openings were pushed back to save money to help fill a $1 billion state deficit. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.